Hi, welcome to call, Jenny.
Right, I'm starting recording now.
Excellent, thank you. As you come online, please introduce yourselves, your first names, where you're calling from. We get the call started in 4 minutes' time.
Good evening, Malcolm. It's Stephen from Bolton, Lancashire.
Hello, Stephen. Welcome to the call.
Good evening.
Please remember to press your star 6 button so we don't have any heavy breathing. It's not that type of call. That type of call takes place later tonight. As you come online, please introduce yourselves, your first names, where you're calling from.
Hi, Sarah from Switzerland.
Hello, Sarah. How are you from Switzerland?
I'm good. Hello, mate. Welcome.
Good. I hope you had a wonderful
weekend.
Hello,
Sarah. How are
welcome
you?
Who was that?
To join the call? Who else has joined the call?
This is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
As you join the call, please introduce yourselves, your first names, where you're calling from. I know lots of people are listening in online. May I remind you, and I will do that several times, that the call will cut off in around 50 minutes' time. And the call today is going to be a summation of the last couple of weeks, or well, last week, really. I keep forgetting where I am. Last week, information that's going to give you some help and advice to help you with your businesses, and then a Q&A. So I would imagine that most of you will probably be cut off on the internet during the Q&A. So if you have got some questions, points for clarification, call in again using your normal guest pins, and I'll make sure I stay on as long as I need to help you out. We're going to have a good call tonight. I'm looking forward to it. I'm very tired. I've been working 30 hours in the last 48, but when you see what I've been doing, I think most of you will understand that I'm a man possessed at the moment, so I'm looking forward to delivering and being of service and doing the best that I can. As you come online, please introduce yourselves, your first names, where you're calling from. We've got 3 minutes before we get the call started. Has anybody else joined the call, please? I want to make sure I'm still live. Am I still live? Everyone okay? Because I get cut off on these calls sometimes.
Yeah, you're certainly live and you're there, Malcolm.
Excellent.
I'm unmuted at the moment. Tell me you can't hear me breathing.
No problem. The heavy breathing call takes place about 11:30 tonight. Has anybody else joined the call, please? This is our Sunday evening call. We're looking forward to getting started in 2 minutes' time. As you come online, please introduce yourselves, your first names, where you're calling from. I know a lot of people are listening in online today, but I remind you again, I will do so before I get the call started, that we've got 3 sections of the call today. Summation, which is really going through some of the information that I've shared with you over this last week. Information, extra information that will help you to really understand what we've been talking about for the last week, which is really expanding your recruiting horizons. And then a Q&A, so any questions, points for clarification that you've got, please write them down during the call and we'll cover them. If we go over time, get back online, call into the normal bridge so I can help you. Has anybody else joined the call, please? I know Paula sent the message out early on today, so I hope that lots of people have got it. We'll get the call started shortly. It is being recorded. Hopefully I've got Mike holding, and I know I've got Jenny who'll be recording it, so between the two of them we will get a good recording. I'm going to get the call started in a minute's time. As you come online, please introduce yourselves, your first names, where you're calling from. EastEnders must be on.
Hi, Malcolm.
Hi.
Damien.
Who's that? Hi, Damien. Welcome to the call. Looking forward to meeting up with you tomorrow, Damien. I'll give you a quick call. I'm not sure I've got your phone number, Damien.
I'll email it to you. Well, it's on the bottom of the email
please.
I just sent you.
If you can, so then we can make sure they'll be up. Looking forward to it, Damien.
Great.
Who else joined the call? We're about to get the call started. 30 seconds to go. Has anybody else joined the call? I know lots of people are listening in online, and those of you who are now coming online, please press your star 6 buttons, because heavy breathing is not the kind of environment I want to be talking in. Has anybody else joined the call, please?
Hi, Mark. It's Tony Barnsley.
Hello, Tony. How are you? Welcome to the call.
Very well.
Okay, let's get the call started. Lots of information to go through tonight. Thank you for joining the call. My name is Malcolm Peters. For those of you who might be new on this call, I'm sure most of us are old hands, and you've been listening in on some of the calls that I've held over the last week, maybe possibly coming on to 2 weeks now, really talking about expanding your recruiting horizons. The objective of this call, and to really remind you of what I'm trying to do here, is I'm going to do 3 things. First of all, sum up some of the information that I've shared with yourselves. Secondly, to make sure you get additional information to help you, possibly give you a little nugget that might move you forward in the right direction. And thirdly, we're going to have a question and answers at the end of this call. If the call cuts off, please, if you're on, especially for those people listening on the internet, I know there's lots of you doing that, make sure that you come back online. Let me quickly remind you, because I have a lot of information to cover as usual, of the two markets that I've talked about. We have two markets that we fish in the home-based business industry. One is the warm market that we're told about every time we join a home-based business, and it's very lucrative. For those people who are confused or not too sure about the message, let me remind you that the majority of people who have built this business with MXI and many others I've been involved in have concentrated and focused on the warm market, and they have had phenomenal success. Because when you understand the infinity tree type of business, you will understand that the 400 levels deep or 1,000 or 2,000, a million levels deep, if that's ever been done, you may find someone who is, you know, got a center of influence, as we call him, someone who knows people, people trust them, and the kind of person who can inspire and motivate people to join them. I also try to share with all of you that there is the other market called the red hot market. I've always been told it's the cold market. See, I don't believe that. I want to share with you why I don't believe that. My last business, I was the master distributor for a product in Europe. I came on board with a product which I still use today, which is a wonderful product. The company's failed. The management's failed. The normal stuff that happens with most of the companies that we have seen arrive in the United Kingdom for the last 30 years. We are the stepping stone for all the American companies into the European Union. And one of the reasons that people are so nervous, who are burnt out, is because 99.9% of every company that has arrived here, or every idea that's arrived here from across the sea, has failed. So I decided to look at what we call the red hot market. Why do I call it the red hot market? In many of the seminars that I've done over 15 years, I have called it the red hot market. I want you to be totally clear what I mean by that. The red hot market is people who are looking for an opportunity. That's the red hot market. People who are looking, who are open. Now, I ask you the question before we move forward. How many people do you think are looking for a home-based business on a daily basis? It will cost you an absolute fortune, and you'll have to mortgage your house if you put a Google AdWord campaign out there with the words home-based business. You'd have to pay $25 to $50 or more per land on those pages. We haven't got time to cover that right now because millions, in fact, billions of people around the world are dissatisfied. I try to put across yourselves that what we're looking for, Malcolm, who are we looking for? I always say, instinctively, I am looking for dissatisfied people. I am looking for open-minded people. I'm looking for people who have desire, who have motivation, who are prepared to do what it takes to get out of the hole or the trap that they're in right now. Most importantly, and underline it, I'm looking for likable people. You see, we're in the people business, not the product business. We have a spectacularly good product. That's why, after 30 hours in the last 48, although I can hardly talk, and I was talking to Jenny earlier, and I said, I don't know how I'm going to do this call. I put my head under the cold water tap and came online, and I'm talking to you. Why am I so motivated? Why am I so excited? Because for the first time in many years, I have found a company with stability, a four-year history in the home-based business sector. You know that. That's why you're here. I have to remind you, you're not the only one. Tens of thousands of people have joined the MXI opportunity. And I tell you this right now, and you will see that I am right, and I will prove that I am right over the work that we do over the next few months. Hundreds of thousands, in fact, billions of people around the world would love to see what we have here. And putting aside all the negativity that comes across in a business such as this, which is obvious because we're in the people business. Some people don't like the way I do stuff, and I appreciate that, and I understand it. I've been told, Malcolm, you use colorful language sometimes. Words like tit or poo. Well, you know, I know the Collins Dictionary, and I always laugh when I say that because to some people it may be offensive. But may I remind those who are offended, I've had a bag full of mails of lots of good people who are inspired, motivated to do more, be more, and have more. As a personal empowerment speaker, and being on stage in front of thousands of people, having worked with some of the best that you can think of, we've always been taught you cannot please everybody. And it's the same, bringing you back to the core of this call, that's the same role that you're going to have. You cannot please everybody. Not everybody is going to like what you have to offer. You have to become a little thick-skinned, and that's why sometimes I'm a bit vicious, sometimes a bit ruthless. But what's taught me and what's made me understand what we do in this particular marketplace is that we're in the people business. We have to make sure that people get out of the conditioning that they've got, being nervous about talking to strangers on the end of a telephone. How sad that is. On a piece of plastic. You don't know where they are, who they, you know, what they look like, you don't know their mom, where they live, and you're frightened, and you get upset by what they say on the end of a piece of plastic. On the end of a piece of plastic, the telephone, my most wonderful tool that has helped me to explore not just most of the world, but to make unbelievable friendships. I am most comfortable. I can sit here in leather hot pants and Wellington boots with my Viking helmet. Actually, I haven't got them on right now because I've got a pair of jeans and T-shirt, but you know, I like to do that sometimes to upset my girlfriend because she thinks I'm nuts. I can be anybody I want to be, and so can you. You can visualize and, most importantly, understand what I've tried to teach you over the last week. It's about posture. It's about self-belief. When you can visualize that you're sitting there on a beautiful Victorian partner's desk, and I love those, with lovely gold braid, green leather, a brass lamp sitting there in a beautiful room. You can smell the leather. You can smell the wood. You're at peace. I feel comfortable interviewing people on the end of the telephone. That's my role. That's yours if you want to play in the red hot marketplace. What is the red hot marketplace? It's people that we don't know who are looking for an opportunity. I've had a couple of people say, Malcolm, you know, it's a little confusing what you're saying because we're told by a lot of people that we should be going to one market, make our list. There is no confusion here. That's why the calls are expanding your recruiting horizons. You have to look outside the box. And here's why I specialize in talking about it in the UK marketplace and certainly in Europe as well. You see, this business is not new. Home-based businesses have been coming and going for the last 30 to 50 years. The first major granddaddy was Amway. That's the first one I saw in 1979. People like Paula, my mentor, were frightened to even talk about the name Amway, which, by the way, is quite sad because Rich DeVos and Jay Van Andel are some of the richest people on this planet, and it's a privately owned company doing $3.55 billion a year factory gate. But that's what happened. And then we had the soap businesses and a whole load of other stuff that came along. We understand that. Let's go back to focusing on what I've been saying. Please, don't take literally what I say. Don't get easily offended by silly words like tit or poo or stuff like that. That's a sign of weakness as far as I'm concerned. Because people can say to me, Malcolm, you know, you could be a little bit less colorful. Well, in that case, I'll be a monk. Now, I don't want to be a monk. Because as a trainer, I understand that the human mind subconsciously remembers the obscene, the absolute, the intriguing, the colorful. I'll give you an example. If I stood there on a stage with 65,000 people and I was painted yellow, all in yellow, and I spoke to the day you die, you will never forget every word I spoke. So sometimes I have to offend a few, but at the same time, so many give me so much back. Warm market, red hot market. So where do we find the red hot market people? Well, it's called offline advertising and online advertising. What's offline advertising? Where do we advertise? My answer has always been the same. Everywhere that you can afford. So I will clarify it, especially for my good friend Damon, who I'm seeing tomorrow. It may make your skin crawl. It may make you feel uncomfortable. But you see, some people cannot afford a £500 to £10,000 advertisement. That's what it will cost to put a large advert in the Sunday Times for one day. I speak to you as the managing director of one of the largest recruitment companies, probably in Europe. We had campaigns from Hewlett-Packard, Ericsson's. They would pay us £30,000 to £50,000, £30,000 to £50,000 in the 1980s to find one person to fill a role. That would include an advertising budget. And I'm going to talk about that very quickly. We put advertising out there, and sometimes we place the same advert in the same place with different wording, different content. I don't have enough time on this call to teach you all of that. I can only give you snippets of it to fire up your mind, to help you to look around. And most of you understand the internet. It is a minefield. It is the library of the universe. Everything you ever want to know, you could find if you have vision, belief, and passion to look for it. When our people, the companies, gave us that money, the large amounts of money to advertise, we had to go through a sorting process. a sorting cycle, we call it. Now, the problem we've got is that the housewife, the pensioner, the person that first tasted the chocolate at a meeting somewhere, who got fired up, came in as an executive, started getting their orderships, got it really fired up about it, really believed it, wanted it, loved it. And then they went home in a week and 2 weeks and 3 weeks passed, and this warm list of theirs was not responding the way it should have responded, because we're in the people business. Maybe they didn't have the skill sets. Maybe they weren't comfortable telling the story. Maybe they weren't articulate. Maybe they were nervous. Maybe they had bad posture. And they began to cross the names off that list. I have seen that happen for 30 years. What I like about the red hot marketplace is the people that respond to your advertising don't know you. They won't be at your funeral, so you don't care what they think. They are people on the end of a piece of plastic. They are the drongos, the dudes, and I've been talking about pilgrims, and people got all confused about it. What's the confusion? I'm trying to make it simple. So that the 65-year-old, the 70-year-old Eileen Lane, who worked in my business, who made £26,000 in a week because she never questioned what I told her. Not because I am God when it comes to these things, because she didn't know better, and she knew that I had something that she needed to learn. And I was trying to teach her because she was part of my organization, and I wanted to show her that the people business, when the army goes to work and starts digging around, shoveling through the dirt, which is what we have to do, the dirt is out there very thick right now with all the things going on, we will find the golden nuggets. The point I'm trying to make to you is this. I would like people to go out and put adverts in post office windows. I would like people to stand and print cards out and put them on people's windscreens. It may not suit you, but when you have an army of 50, 100, 200 people doing that, first, you are generating leads. Let me tell you on this call right now that the majority of those leads are dustbin leads, as I call them. We call them fodder material. Write it down, fodder. Cannon fodder. You put it in the cannon, go, and it splatters everywhere, and very rarely do you see some good things out of it. Why do I, in that case, ask people to put a postcard out, spend a pound and put it into a window somewhere, or walk around blushing? And I was blushing on the top of my shaved head with some of the mails I get back about, you know, how inspired people are. I don't need that right now, because I'd like to inspire you. I'll tell you why I like that. Because it is the practice material people require to learn and hone their skills to really build this business the way it should be built. Malcolm, you haven't said that before. I am telling you what it is. Again, when you sift through the people, there are people that want it, know it, will do something with it, and there are a lot of people that you will have to work very hard to become as good as and productive as you want them to be. Ideally, where, you know, if someone said to me in one of my paid seminars, Malcolm, you know, who are we really? I said, dissatisfied networkers are who I'm looking for. Dissatisfied networkers. You know why? They've been through the basic concept and now they're addicted. I was addicted to the home-based business industry in 1979. As a corporate man making £30,000 for placing one person in one job, I still came into a business with pills, potions, lotions, and games. Why? Do you think it was those things that motivated me? Do you think it was those things with someone like myself who could sit down in front of Richard Branson, who sat in front of prime ministers? And I'm not showing off. I'm proud to have done that. Once upon a time, I could never have done that. It was going to a meeting, an Amway meeting in 1979, reading a personal empowerment books, tape seminars, that's what I was told, spending thousands of pounds, traveling across the country, going to every seminar I could, getting every bit of information. That gave me the skill sets that I have right now. Or I could have done what my mother wanted me to be, become a doctor. Highest grades offered at Southampton University, and I turned it down. I'm not straying. I'm trying to get you on the point. Who are the people that you ideally need to bring into your business, the infinity tree? Networkers, doers. I don't care how they build it. They know the people business. They have a skill set. They are talent-driven individuals, and they can build talent-driven businesses. Therein comes what I've been teaching you. There is a talent-driven business model and a system-driven business model. A talent-driven business model is where your talent, your contacts, your skill sets, honed to perfection, will help you to achieve the great success that I have seen so many people achieve in this industry. But the system-driven business was developed by people like myself who understand that most people don't have the premises or the talent required to to hunt down and bring on board the raw, hard-hitting networkers. So therefore, we had to develop what we called numbers game. And every postcard that went out there, every piece of literature, the little copies of the pound notes that we had scrumpled up, people laughed, but they worked so well. A copy of the pound note with specimen written on it crumpled, and people thought, my God, I found a 20-pound note, and behind it was a message with a phone number. I taught you also, you must have a voicemail in the offline marketplace. Why? If you're a woman, you do not want people breathing down the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning to you, do you? And you might be very excited and give your phone number out to everybody, but there are some drongos out there who are really stupid. That's why we have the first hurdle. We put the voicemail in place. Strong, positive voice, making sure that we get rid of some of the weaker soldiers of the drongo army. We have to get rid of them first. They listen and they put the phone down. Good. That means they won't put the phone down on you when they speak to you. Then I went through scripting, and I explained to people that we need a script. You've got to have some kind of premises. You've got to know where you're trying to go. Because you got excited, maybe you're the kind of person in 5 minutes, someone put a piece of chocolate in your face, you went to a meeting, oh my God! That's not the reaction everybody else is going to have. And that's the worst part of this. You might have been sold on it, and you bought it in 5 minutes, but not everybody will, because they've been burned. They burned their prospect lists. They've been, you know, really pooed on from a great height. I know. My last business, Master Distributor, Kate and I put in over £250,000 of our capital into shares and stock. How much? $250,000. Do you know what happened to those shares? We bought at $2, went to 10 cents. 2.5 years of hard work creating websites in 6 languages absolutely nearly burnt us out. Am I upset about it? No, I'm not. Because I've learned. In life, we have to become better, not bitter. I did make a lot of good friends, and I learned a good lessons. In fact, some of the skills I've got now in developing the sites that I've got came from that experience. I always take something good out of that. Red Hot Market, Malcolm, let's go back to that. The Red Hot Marketplace right now is glowing hot. There are people all over the world, and some of you can't stretch to that, because that's why you're confused. I want to tell you right now that you have to have the vision, the belief, and the passion to know that you can and will speak to people in Canada. You can and will speak to people in the USA. You can and will speak to people in Japan, Australia, South Africa, and across the European Union. And most people in America are a lot more open than our wonderful Anglo-Saxon brethren. They are. They will love the English voice. You may have the accent, like my good friend Tony Fell, who says, well, I'm taking elocution. I said, don't do that. Be proud of the fact that you're a Yorkshireman. Be proud of the fact that you've got that accent. Be proud of who you are. Never, ever change that for anybody. Because you're not there to please them. They don't like you, they can walk away. Red Hot Marketplace is about understanding how to sift through a lot of inquiries. How do you get the inquiries? Offline and online. Offline advertising. I talked about that. I can't cover it all tonight in the call. You see, it's about leverage. Because those people who spent their 400, 300, whatever pounds to get into business, who are now on ordership, 6 months later haven't moved one piece of product, are now going broke. I would rather they actually use some of that money to put some advertising out, looking for lookers. Looking for lookers. When you understand leverage, and you understand the leverage of time and the leverage of money, you will get excited. Because if I have 1,000 women in my business, I say women because they are the hardest working. They really are. It's the men that are stupid. I know that. Because I'm one of them. They work hard. You see, they've got families to feed. They've got households to run. Men are into ego and stuff like that. And that's what happens with all the work that we do. Ego gets in the way. People don't like the way I talk. He always said, poo, too colorful. I'm really sorry for you, not for me. Because sometimes you have to motivate and inspire people by being a little colorful. But I never use the F word or be silly on these calls. The point I'm trying to make to yourselves is you have to become a little thick-skinned. You have to understand that the army, when it goes out there, when it's sitting around, sometimes will find golden nuggets in places that you don't even believe. We actually recruited people from those silly little signs that you saw on the roundabouts. We found good people for the numbers business from postcards that were sent out. We found brilliant people. We actually had a little sticker on their Porsche Turbo. Here's the message. Don't put a little advert on a little card that looks like you're inviting someone to a house of ill repute. little red writing or some stupid message in black and red on a stupid ring. Always, always in the game of life, try and afford and get the best that you can. You cannot go to war with stones. You have to get the best tools that you can because fighting hurts. When you put those cards together, yesterday morning I woke up at 6:30 in the morning. I was up till 3 the night before. I'm sharing this with you to share with you what I try and do. I sat there and said, right, there's people like Tony Fell, Mike Holding, there's Cindy out there, there's Jennifer. They need some help. They're not even in my business. I don't care. Because one thing most of you haven't understood is, when we go in the Red Hot Marketplace, it is actually a wonderfully explosive environment. The more fires that we light, the more energy, the more adverts that actually completely saturate the marketplace, the more awareness people have about our story. I want that. I am called Malcolm Firestarter Peters. I light candles, and some of them say, that cinched my bottom. I didn't like the watches. I don't care. But if I can light that fire, now I have Mike Holding. I have Tony Fell. I don't care, they're not my business. And I have other people in the business. Alan, everybody who starts lighting a few fires. When the message goes out, I have seen it before, like Herbalife here in the 80s. There were times when 2,500 to 4,000 people were standing outside the hotels in Kensington with placards. British people who normally have tight buttocks and have a real problem walking around, and they squeeze and they squeal when they walk, they squeak, you know, all this stuff. They were holding placards and wearing little buttons. I remember those days, and I learned from them. That's why whenever you go on any of this course with my mentors, Paula, Kathy, with anybody in this business, I don't want to be anybody's mentor. I do some of these courses to talk to myself, to remind myself why I'm here, what I enjoy doing. And if one person gets the message, I'm happy. So, don't ever prejudge. You should write that down. Never prejudge people and never prejudge systems. Never. Try it first. Get other people to do it. When you've got five on one side who's putting out little cards somewhere because somebody somewhere is going to get his paper and he's just been sacked or he hates his boss, but he sees a nice card. Remember the words, a nice card, a beautiful card, the best that you can afford. And if you can't, look around and find one. I will provide that to the people getting the systems I'm putting together. I'll provide those. Get that card. Because when you get 50 people putting out 10 cards locally in every supermarket, whatever it is, it's not you that has to do that. I'm talking to you now, Damien, because you're a leader. It's the fact that those people can't afford £250 to put into the advertising that they need. Therefore, we brought co-ops in. I'm not going off the point. Those who followed me will know where I'm at. I want them to do that because it keeps them, this is the keynotes, it keeps them busy, it keeps them active, and it keeps them fired up, because even if a drongo or 15 drongos respond, they got cannon fodder to work with. And when 50 people put enough of those cards out and we get 200 leads of it amongst those drongos, we're going to find a Damon, a Malcolm, a Jim, Laura Carter, whoever else we're going to find. That was the basic message. No confusion at all. The confusion was, people said, well, we're told in the meetings, get this list, do this. Yes, they were told that, because that is the fundamental principles of our business. The warm market first. People that you know, because they trust you. Unfortunately, most don't. People that you know, who respect you. Unfortunately, because you don't respect yourself, most don't respect you. Unfortunately, on that list sometimes, you try to get involved in a business where you weren't given various tools, skill sets, and knowledge to apply it. You burn that list. And so you call them and you're despondent. There's no need to be despondent. My mother and father were strangers who once said hello to each other. So were yours. My lovers, my friends, everybody I have known in my life was a stranger once upon a time. I welcome strangers. 99.95%, and I was going to be so crude just then, are the worst kind of drongos you can imagine. In the game of billiards, in the game of life, one little ball hitting a pack can create so much dispersion. And if you get the wrong energy in the wrong place, you will end up in the wrong hole. People we know, people we don't know. The idea of the course was to build your posture. And how do you do that? You do it through practice. That's how you learn to eat. That's how you learn to go for a pee. That's how you had potty training. That's how you learned about relationships. The first time a girl said no to you, as guys, what did you do? Chase men? Remember me saying that? Repeat yourself, Malcolm, I do. well, suddenly, oh, the girl said, you know, my first girlfriend I ever asked out, you know what she said? And I can't use the exact language she used. She said, you know, beep, 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 I don't go out with wogs. Can you believe that? In front of 140 people, a wog is a derogatory term for somebody who happens to have a permanent tan. That was the best thing Joanne ever did to me, because she reminded me that how on earth can you treat me like that? You know, never get bitter, get better. And I will always remember that person, because, you know, they're ignorant, they're stupid. Don't you become that when you're going through the sorting cycle. Your goal is to go through the numbers business. Don't judge others by your own mindset. Don't make decisions for them. Don't decide what's expensive and what's not expensive. Let them decide. Starting to wind up on the system-driven business. What was it? Four steps. Generate leads, teach others to do the same. Generate leads is about leverage. 2 hours per week, when you have 1,000 people doing that, that's 2,000 hours in your business per week. When those people are doing something positive, they're keeping motivated. You see, because of the infinity tree, somewhere, someone down there finds a big leader, it starts getting everybody on fire. What you need to do is to find a fire starter like me. Come over there, get the blowtorch up, and make sure they have roasted bottoms. All of them, burn them up! Because those who are still living will stay in place. Those who have got thin skins will get out of the way. Sometimes that's offensive to some people. But remember this, evil thinkers are evil doers. So we have different ways of offline marketing. We talked about them, we don't have time right now. The other way is online marketing. That's an area that I love. I'm going to share with you very quickly before I bring my guest on. My last business, I got 62 people that I signed up frontline to myself and opened up 7 countries, and we did websites in 7 languages, the one where we burnt everything that we almost owned, because, you know, people say, well, if you made that much money, you know, what did you do? I spent it. So I did. When I made 89 grand, I spent it. I went to casinos and put 10 grand in there, because I was so stupid in those days when I was a kid, I didn't realize that 10 grand would help 10,000 children, or 1,000 children, or 10 children for their university education, or help them. I was young, stupid. That's why I had a problem with money. But now I understand what it is. That's why I talk about these things, like the postcards. The £2 a week keeps that person busy. Goes out there and she gets one lead. It makes her feel good. And she can practice on that person. Because when she practices and hones her skills, if she wants to or he wants to, then when they do meet the real networkers, the people that are just new to networking, who really will want to come in. Let's just spend a few moments on this. Then she is actually programmed and has got the posture to deal with them. Because most people here are so stupid, you know, in this business. I would love to sign up another Paula, Kathy. They wouldn't join you. I wouldn't join you. Do you know why? Because we've been around the block and I would ask you some very hard questions. So how long have you been in this? How much money are you making? Well, I'm not making... And if you start BSing me, I can't use those words right now, we'll be a monk today. I'll put a gas mask on and go... I do that all the time. I do it to prospects and everybody because I'm mad. I have to be. I'd ask you, why would I want to join you? You only want to sign me up because you want to make a lot of money. You know what? Learn leadership. What is leadership? Know the way, work hard, go the way, and then show the way. And then when you talk to people like myself, I'll listen to you because I'll ask you. Now, I would respect you if you said, well, I haven't been involved that long. But tell you what, Malcolm, and you were honest. You didn't BS me. You know, I couldn't smell 10 tons of drongo shit, or excuse me if I should never use the word, drongo poo-poo. You know, I wouldn't feel that. I'd listen to you. And I have joined people who've got not much experience, but have got desire, high level of desire. Write that down somewhere. It's infectious. When you've got desire and excitement and you talk to someone on the end of the telephone, they will feel it. We talked about that as well. I've got to be so careful, I've got to look at my time at the moment. I'm spending this time to really clarify in your mind's eyes. Now, you might have a brilliant idea. You've got this new idea going to recruit people. Great. Great. Get on the calls. Teach us it. But don't you dare tell us to do it unless you are making it work. And most importantly, other people that you're infecting with that idea are doing what you're doing. My idea of infection is very simple. I'm not winking like a pig tonight. You know, we've got a real problem in this country, as you probably gathered. I want to make sure that I infect people with the basics, which is self-belief, posture, and making sure they understand the basics of what our business is. Our business is about the sifting process, the sorting cycle, bringing lots of people through to find those who are what? Open-minded. Who are what? Who are serious. That's why I wrote a script. Why? Now, here's a piece of bad news for all of you. There is no such thing as just one script. There isn't. a good method actor, and I've loved all of them. Robert De Niro is my hero. I love him. I've watched everything he's ever produced. He's a method actor. He gets right into the role. That's another thing, and I can't do it in a week. You get in the role. And I have taught Eileen Lane, and I've taught 17-year-old kids to get into a role. They've even changed their name online to talk to people, because I say to them, when people put the phone down on you, they're putting the phone down on that person, not you, so you don't take it personally, because people are so wafer thin. You get upset when someone puts the phone down on you. That person's not coming to your funeral. What's your problem? So he created this game called Drongos and Dudes. Offline marketing works very well when you have the leverage of time and the leverage of money. I've talked about co-ops. I can't go through that much more because I have a guest coming online shortly. Let's talk now about online marketing. Before we do, it's very important that you understand this. I covered and spent a lot of time on, you know, storytelling about motivation and stuff. I do that for a reason. When you are on the end of a telephone, the only faculty that God gave you that works is your voice. My eyes are failing me, and that's one of the reasons I've been so stressed out and I've been a bit sick, and I apologize to some of the people that I've been a bit rude to recently. It's very upsetting to go into an eye test and suddenly realize that you really are going blind. It's a very difficult thing to deal with, but I am blessed. I have a voice. Some kids don't, and so do you. And you've got two legs. Some kids don't. You've got two arms. Some kids don't. You have no excuse, none, not to succeed. The only reason you've not succeeded is because you've got an ego problem. It's wafer thin. You've got a problem about judging other people in what they say, how they say it. You know, I get so many people saying that. I don't like the way you said that. I don't care whether you like it or not. Are you perfect? Imperfection can't judge perfection. The reason I tell the stories about motivational things is that is number one key. I've had people in my business that I've trained in corporate Britain who don't know their scripts, who don't know the words, but they're on fire. And when they get on the telephone, They're just so excited that the other person gets excited. That's a skill you'll have to learn by going through lots of numbers. If you want to learn this business in the Red Hot Marketplace and find some of the greatest people you will ever find, trust me, you will. That's how we opened 7 countries. That's why some of the kids I brought into these businesses were actually more adult than you are. You know why? They had no preconceived ideas. They thought it was a game. That's how I discovered so many years ago the train and game format. It is a game. I can't really reiterate because I always go off into tangents and stuff. I would love to be in your home right now and sit down with you and say, please, give me 5 names right now. Here is the list that I want. They must have listened to a voicemail in the offline market. Otherwise, I'm not going to talk to them. Because you're going to waste so much time. I've got people who run and say, I'm so excited, I can tell everyone about everything. I go there, and I know you do, because when you talk hind leg of a camel. I hear you. You don't give me a space to even talk. And I talk a lot, and you out-talk me. But I know you. Yes, but the person you're talking to, you're going to frighten them. Yeah, but when they're, yes, I know that. That's why we slow the process down. Because what else are we looking for? People who've got patience. People with perseverance. The reason Paula Pritchard makes $40,000 to $50,000 per week, I'll say it again, $40,000 to $50,000 per week, is not because she's better than you, she works harder than you do. And she follows proven systems. She always looks for the best of the best to build in her boardroom. She doesn't look for a tramp or someone who says, well, I've got a lot of desire, but I'm completely broke. That's another training. But you have to talk to those people. And you have to become a people person. Malcolm, you know, sometimes you confuse me. I'm not confusing you. That's where you hone your skill sets, because you will soon find out some people enjoy being broke. Some people enjoy being destitute. That's why they are where they are, because your mind actually controls where you are in the game of life. Online advertising is very interesting. We've got billions of people around the world. Very quickly, I'm going to move forward now. Offline, and you can ask me the questions later on. See, I go on and on over these things because so many thoughts that come into my mind. I think, well, I need to explain this to them. But, you know, 2 of the calls weren't recorded, so I had 4 calls, and it's very difficult to do it. Everyone who's subscribed to the system, and I'm not selling my subscription, I really don't care if you don't take it, really, honestly. I built, and I did like yesterday, 30 hours revamping the site completely because I am a perfectionist when it comes to the tools that I want to use. If I'm going to go and draw blood, and that's the choice between my blood being drawn and theirs, I need to have the sharpest sword. I need to make sure that I am absolutely versed. I need to be sure I'm in the right mindset, because if I don't, those drongos carrying the axes are going to cut me in half. They're going to upset me like they will upset you. They'll put the phone down on you. Most disgusting thing a human being can do to you, and if you do it, you're disgusting. I cuss, and I use words that might not be right, but you put the phone down on someone, that's a real mark of a drongo. Don't do that, but they'll do it to you. So I have to prepare you. So sometimes, you're a bit thin-skinned. You know, I was told, the comment was made, well, you know, Malcolm, people have said, you know, we can't get people of a high level, corporate level onto these calls because sometimes you'll be colorful. You know, that makes me laugh, actually. I don't take offense to it. I have sat down in front of two prime ministers where every fifth word is an F word. Two prime ministers. I have sat down in front of Richard Branson and his crew, and I sat down in front of James Caan, who ran Alexander Mann. And I can tell you everything you need to know about those people. And I can assure you that they cuss and swear, because in the boardroom is a sweat room. And the problem is, most people have not sat in the boardroom. They don't understand that no one takes notice of the words. But I learned a lot of things in those days, because I learned sometimes someone would say something, and I found it hysterically funny. It's the way I thought about it. Let's go into online marketing right now. It's slightly different. Offline goes through a voicemail, and you're going to have to call that person up. That's why you have a script. And you have to teach your people how to use the script until they develop the skill sets to learn more than one script. Hint. One script for top-end networkers. One script for a dude. One script for a possible pilgrim. And one script for a drongo. But you can't learn all of them. You have to learn one first. So you understand in your mind's eye what's the most important thing. And I'll wind up on that because I have to move on to the next bit. The most important part of the script that I put together very quickly for all of you, and I've got loads of scripts, is there's one thing you must learn in this business. If you don't get the firm qualifications, there are two things. I was drummed and taught that by Lynn Watson when I was 19 years old, and I hated that man more than you can imagine. He used to stand there and embarrass me. I used to be a direct salesman knocking on people's door when I was 19 years old. Colored boy like me knocking on doors, selling people windows. Oh, that's where you get the sales pitch from. No, it wasn't. Because there were friends of mine driving Porsches and Ferraris, and I asked them, how did you get into that? I was selling. Then I realized that was really not for me, but I learned about things like qualifications. And Lynn Watson said to me, Malcolm, I want you to say that script. Oh, God, he made me, how people affect our lives. But I love him, you know, and I respect him, and he's died, unfortunately. And he used to really embarrass me because he knew I had a bit of fire in me. That was the beginnings of the fire started. He used to say to me, don't look at me like that. He's short, man, 5 foot two, and I'm not that tall. I'm only 5'8½", you know. And I'm looking down at him, thinking, this guy with a big nose, he's talking to me, he said, give me your second qualification. And then we learned things like, obviously, like most people, Mr. Prospect, blah, blah, blah. I thought, what a load of poo-poo. Do you know what? It wasn't. It helped me to sit in front of two prime ministers, those scripts. Two prime ministers. Every other company fell. I sat in front of two of them. Not because I'm better than you, because I understood the importance of understanding that you have a roadmap. When you're talking to people that you don't know, you must know where you're going. Otherwise, they won't be able to follow you, will they? That's all that script is. Now, online marketing is very, very different. Online marketing is where you have splash pages, people go on, and they have, most of them have the opportunity to look at the website beforehand. There, you're crunching bigger numbers, millions. I'll give you examples before I bring my guest on. I have a friend of mine, and now he's become very big-headed. That's what, one of the problems. You know, I've made a lot of money in my life, but I've never changed who I am. I've got a bit silly at times and spent a lot of it, but I've never changed who I am. And I've never tried to allow people to look down on me or to cuss me in any way. And, you know, someone said to me, Malcolm, you've got to turn the other cheek. I tried that once. I got 3-inch scars. So now I make sure they spend 5 weeks looking for their teeth, normally in the bottom of their bottom. That's the way. God, that's very aggressive. Well, it's not. I'm just being funny. You know, if you're going to get really uptight about it, go and have a bath. Go and walk outside, stand in the rain a little bit. You know, smell the air, unless you're standing near a cow field. But, you know what I'm saying? Don't. It just tells me anything about you if you do that. I'm a bit reactive and stuff like that, because I'm trying to tell you, that's the whole game about this game that we play, you know? This whole thing, Malcolm, here, but you talk about life and that. Of course I do, because I might be dead tomorrow morning. I might be blind next week. What's your problem? Malcolm, what's that got to do with this? Everything. Because when I talk to people, I am looking for someone who's going to enrich in my life. Not just financially. That person like Kate and that might change my life completely. I'll meet someone that can enrich in my life and hang around with like-minded people. At least we're trying and we're looking for triers. Online is very different because you can't really put them through an obstacle course that says complex, and that's why I prefer people working offline first than going online, where they have to go through a myriad of things. Online is simple. You put a splash page together. Very quickly now, let's go. Get, if you're on the internet, go to www. And this is not, they're not brilliant, but, you know, who cares? I mean, I knocked these up after 30 hours. First of all, I'll show you. www.wealthwithchocolate.com. I really need to finish because I've got Jennifer waiting. wealthwithchocolate.com/splash2.html. Quickly just say, I'm going to show you. Now, some people say to me, Malcolm, the way you do this, they're arrogant. It's not about being arrogant because I observe the masses and I do the opposite. I've had more people responding to these kind of ads because they think, eh? Here's what it says. Simple video. Says it all. Want to know more? Contact me. If not, keep looking. And it says underneath that, dreamers, time wasters, and people from Drongo land, please don't reply. And then a little thing on this. Hey, it's not beautiful. I just knocked it. And I'm going to put it on the net. Tomorrow, I'm going to put it on the net. And it says, I neither have the wish nor the desire to pitch you. This is a serious, very serious business proposition for the masses. The person who introduced me to it makes more per week than most people make in a year in the UK, and I can prove it to you. It's simple, it's fun, it's lucrative. Choose the hours and you put into it. Work with a system-driven business model. No selling, telling, convincing, or talking the hind leg off a donkey. I hate selling, and I'm sure you do too. Fill in the form and be pleasantly surprised, or keep looking at the ads that promise you a zillion pounds for doing nothing. Lol. If these stupid, get-rich-quick schemes really worked, the prime ministers of many a third-world country would join them to feed their starving people. Get real and look for a real business. Huh? I bet you never an ad's gone. It's not beautifully done, you know. And the girl in the red, I'm not too sure about her. She's got a nice little page on the laptop with my chocolate on it. And I've got a splash one as well. Now, I don't want to keep my next guest waiting because I know she's... And I want to just introduce her because we're going to get cut off shortly, and I don't want her to be really cut off, and I know I've gone on a little bit, and I'll bring it back on. We'll open for questions. I want to introduce you all to Jennifer. And I met her in the people business. I have never personally met up with Jennifer. I think she's lovely. And I talk to her, and I trust her implicitly like Mike Holding and Tony Fell. I don't even know these people. I've never met them. But I like them because of how I feel inside on the end of a telephone. I'll teach you those skills when you start working with me long term. Jennifer is going to talk to you about one of the ways of actually attracting people to you through the online marketplace. Jennifer, my dear, I'm so sorry I've gone off on one again. But Jennifer, are you online?
I'm online. Can you hear me clearly?
I certainly Hello? Can. Jennifer, hi, Jennifer, you there? Excellent.
I'm here.
Jennifer is going to introduce you all in a very short period of time. Jennifer, I don't care if they cut off, they'll have to come back online. If they can't afford a penny a minute, then they've got a problem or they need to get some phone line that gives them stuff up. First of all, Jennifer, you weren't expecting any of this because I told you that before you came online. You're talking to me. Ignore all of these people because your voice and my voice are the most important voices here. Very briefly, Jennifer, very quickly, what's your background over the last 10 years?
My background over the last 10 years has been IT-based. I actually came into the IT business back in the late 70s, early 80s, when computers were the size of your front room. And I've come all the way up with the IT industry to where it is with the internet and a computer in everybody's front room.
And the reason that you're here, Jennifer, is that I spoke to you a few days ago, and like I said, you know, we started talking to each other, and you're helping me, which I really appreciate. I want to talk about blogging, Jennifer, you know, because I keep hearing this stuff about Twitter, and I thought Twitter is someone taking, you know, I've got to be so careful of what I say on these phone calls. I've been told to be a monk, so I will be. Now, I think Twittering, and it just sounds so nonsense. And then I got some data that told me that there are people, like one of the ones I mentioned earlier, who gets 40,000 hits per day for clients. He's got a big head now, so I don't talk to him anymore because money has changed him. That person is crossed off my list. 40,000 hits a day on YouTube. And then I read up that blogging is a fantastic way to generate leads and to build up your cold market, or in my case, the red hot marketplace. So I want to ask you, and I build websites, and I've had to learn to do those because people charge me ridiculous sums of money for doing it, so I do it myself. Jennifer, what is a blog, and what's the idea behind it?
Well, a blog is really a reflection of your life or bits of your life. It can be a marketplace, it can be your diary, it can be your, about your job and your expertise, an event, your interests and hobbies, even your politics and beliefs are a mixture of the whole lot. And they are so incredibly easy to set up. It's all on the internet and the systems will, are there and they'll walk you through it.
But quick question for you, right? You know, if I wrote a blog, you know, I'm sitting there in my leather jog strap and I'm sitting there with my Viking helmet and my yellow boots. I mean, you know, I'm not sure it's going to attract a lot of people, but why would I want to be interested in somebody's blog? And that's what intrigues me about this. And just listen carefully, like Twitter, you know, it's about four lines about what I did in the last hour. Oh, I went there into the toilet and I used a pink toilet paper and because of flat. Why would I want, but yeah, people are following it. So give us the crux of your experience of this blogging experience. What is driving blogging? Why are people excited with blogging, in your experience?
In a way, I think it's just for the same reason that people like reality TV. They like actually looking at little bits of other people's lives. And that's why a lot of people that I've encountered on Twitter, for example, only seem to follow celebrities. But that's what they like, so that's fine. But blogging can be a lot more useful than that, because it can put your ideas together and it can give other people the benefit of your experiences, like places to advertise your website, about your products. I've actually got four blogs and I'm just starting a fifth at the moment. One of them is purely about chocolates. Another one is more general online business. Another one's a rant, and the other one's completely different. It's about food, but I like good food. So that's the kind of spectrum that you've got there.
Now, I'm sure, like most people on this call right now, when I first heard about it, I thought, "Oh my goodness, what am I going to write about and what am I going to say?" But before we talk about that, is it true that when you understand the fundamentals of blogging, you really can attract people to your biz op, actually cloaked in what you're writing?
Well, definitely, because you don't necessarily have to write in such a way that you're selling. In exactly the same way as you talked to us on the calls about not selling when you talk to people, you can attract people to your opportunity by not selling them the product. You can say, well, write for example about other things that you can do with chocolate, or just the general health benefits of any dark chocolate, not particularly shasai.
Now, Jenny, you know, I'm a great believer in what I call research, and I want people to write it down. You know, when you steal an idea, and by the way, if you steal stuff from my website, I'm going to take your house off you. I've got to say that, because people have been doing it. I had a complete moron, must have been a drongo's uncle, gets on one of my phone lines, which is a voicemail that I put together, and recorded the voicemail because he wanted to save himself 40 pence a day. Listen, I don't make money out of that, okay? If I did, I would actually be charging £25 per month for it. Is £35 for 3 months. So, Drongo, listen, do me a favor. That's why you're not making any money. Stop being silly. Okay? You've got to pay to play a little bit, and if you can find something better, do it. So I'm going to ask you this question right now. So people could research, couldn't they? I always said if you take lots of ideas, it's called research, as long as you can put your own personality around it. So just tell me this before we go into more details about this. I could say to you, well, I don't know, which I did. I don't know anything about blogs. Let's start from the fundamentals before we talk about research. How can I learn to blog, Jenny?
You can go onto Google and you can type in two words, blog free. That's all you need
blog
to ask
free.
It. Blog free or free blog, either way round.
Okay.
And you will get up a list of places that you can create a free blog. And probably the two that will be nearest the top of the list are Blogger and WordPress.
Hang on a moment. It's Blogger and WordPress, okay?
Blogger and WordPress.
Yeah.
Now, Blogger is part of the Google empire. So if you have a Google Mail account already, you can. It's very easy that the two will link together very nicely, and you can have a Blogger blog up there and running in half an hour, and your first post in there in half an hour, and you've had a look through all the different color schemes and everything that you can do, and it can be there. But
no.
Yes, sorry,
Jenny,
because
I'm just reading people's minds here, because some people might say, actually, the only thing I know is, you know, until recently I thought a mouse was something that I'd kill with a rat trap. And so, you know, so if someone at the moment says, well, I just want to make sure people understand this, the reason we're talking about it. First, does blogging and can blogging produce leads? I know the answer, but what
yes,
would you
it
say
can.
To it? It
yes, can. It definitely can.
So therefore, is it worth people spending time to discover and learn some skill sets about blogging?
Yes, I think it is. I would say one thing, though. It's something that you do if you actually enjoy and have some writing skill.
Right.
There's not a lot of point in doing it if you can't use words and use language. Because
if you say things like, you know, I weren't sure what you were saying because it weren't what I thought it was, what spelt what, then you shouldn't be blogging. Mate.
I'm afraid so, yeah.
Okay, all right. So, if you enjoy writing or you'd like to develop those skills, you can develop a blog. Jenny, very quickly as well, we talk about research. Obviously, what we can do is that we could do a search for blogs talking about chocolate, and we could research material on there. You know, I always say chew it and regurgitate it, which is not a really good habit, but with words you can do that. And then you can create some own, you know, content for yourself. And that would be something that people could look at, which brings me to a point. When you put the blogs out there, because I've now read today an article that really blew me away. People are charging a lot of money for it as well. People always ask me this. Malcolm, when we talk, I don't know anything about the internet. Everyone says that. I could say the same thing myself. I developed great websites. I do Flash. I learned it myself. I still don't understand SEOs and stuff. If you have the right content that you have researched from several blogs and you add your own, A, you will refresh your skills and you will develop the skills. But B, from what you've said, and just pick me up on this and fill me in, please, is that when you use WordPress or Blogger, they will automatically be dissipated into the World Wide Web. Is that right?
Blogger and WordPress, yes, because they, whenever you actually create them, you will put some keywords in there, and they will automatically get disseminated, and they will automatically get picked up. That's not to say that you shouldn't actually try and do some more, give them some more exposure, and there are ways to do that.
So a blog can generate
leads.
Okay, I need to ask. So I could start a new blog called Drongo Pets Wanted, and I could start attracting Drongo submissives to my blog. But what I'm trying to say is, amongst all of that, if I start talking about Drongos first, and then slowly brought into, say, we've got system-driven business, and we find dudes and Drongos, and then we bring chocolate into it, and then have links to that, I could start slowly let people know what I'm doing. Is that right?
Yes.
I need to start that Drongo blog.
And I'd like to see that.
Jenny, I want you to do that, which reminds me. So people listening in right now, because I know I'd like to spend a lot of time with you on here, Jenny, and I know I appreciate you coming on board. I just want to, you know, try and make sure people understand it. Blogging is yet another tool for online advertising, which I'm going to cover in the next few moments. So a blog, from what we've gathered, can really be linked to a lot of different things. And so really it's their first learning experience to go online to attract leads. And what you've said,
yeah,
and I need to confirm this, is that you don't need to be an expert because you can get the help that you're looking for. Is that right?
You can. I would definitely not recommend copying lumps of people's text verbatim because that's not...
Oh, you can't do that. No, I mean,
that's theft. That's not research. That's theft. And but I would say there's one thing that we haven't covered, and that's Twitter. Twitter is what they call a microblog. You are posting information in 140 character slots. Now there's a lot of rubbish on Twitter, and I absolutely admit that. And there's people talking about, well, literally going to the toilet sometimes, and but you don't have to follow them. But it is also very useful because you can advertise, you can put links to your main blog in there, you can put links to your main sites in there. So the two together are a very organic pairing.
Now, I need to ask you this, Jenny, because I know there'll be a lot of people saying, you know, these two are talking Icelandic right now, or Urdu, and I don't understand the word they're saying. So I need to first cut through all this chaff, okay? We know blogging works. It's one of the tools that people can use. Jennifer, are you open to people contacting you to get advice? And would you, you know, for a small consideration, be able to help them to put together a basic blog site and give them advice?
I would be very happy to do that, Malcolm.
Okay. Do you have some blog sites right now they can look at that we can promote? You can buy me a drink for saying that.
www.hotchocprofits. That's all one word.
Hang on. Hotchocprofits. Yeah.
Chocprofit.blogspot.com.
Okay. Quickly. Hot choc c h o c
profits.
Yeah. Dot blogspot.
Blog
is double G or one G?
One G.
Blogspot.com. One more time so everyone can get it.
Hotchocprofits.blogspot.com.
Okay. Now, some people might be sitting there scratching their heads, and maybe some other places they shouldn't be scratching right now, thinking, you know, what's all this about? But I'm going to share with them before we finish with yourself. I absolutely know blogging, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are some of the most ginormous communities on the net. And if you can even begin to expand on that, I'm going to give you this piece of advice before I pass it over to Jenny and she can wind up. Rather than sit and watch someone else's sex life on TV on EastEnders, or who's getting bitten, you know, in the wrong place where they shouldn't be getting bitten by a mosquito in a jungle somewhere, or following someone's Twitter that they've been to the loo because, you know, your life is so poo-poo that you have to worry about their life, possibly this could be something for you to look at. And I always keep telling people, expand your recruiting horizons. Now, if you don't believe what I'm saying, and Jennifer's not here to pitch you in anything, and I mean, I asked her, she said, oh my God, I want to make a list. I said, don't worry about them, just talk to me. Because, you know, no one's perfect, so don't worry about that. I discovered, and you can check this for yourself, blogging actually generates an enormous amount of leads for a lot of companies online. Can you confirm that with us, Jennifer?
I certainly can. Malcolm, you're breaking up a bit.
I hope
you can hear me clearly.
No, I can hear you clearly.
No, that
must
better.
Be a drongo sitting on the end of my line. It must be an electrician out there. His family's come to get me. Yeah. So, but jokes apart, because I saw these, you know, I found some great programmers right now. We can't share that online right now. Very expensive, but very good ones. I found them through blogs. They put a little thing together. Suddenly you press a button and they go, and I don't understand RSS feeds or anything. So although some of you may be confused right now, I wanted to introduce you all to Jennifer. I'm going to give you her email so that, and then she's a very good lady and she's helping me out and I really appreciate it. And I know others are as well in every way that they can. Mike Holding right now is trying to help us to record this call. Tony Fell, I know, is working on a couple of ideas, and there's a lot of people as well. Jenny, if you don't mind, and then I'll let you have a little bit of space. If you've got any other thoughts that we've not covered, let me give everyone your email first. Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, dot Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R, Jenny dot Fletcher. I don't know why you've done this, but I'm going to have to tell them. 190451, and that's not her birthday. Jenny.Fletcher1904.51@gmail.com. If you guys want to contact Jenny, she's very open to talking to you, and she can actually set up a blog for you. And please don't ask her to do for nothing, because I'll come then, I'll really kick you in the place that it hurts. Make sure there's consideration, whatever she decides to work with you on. But I do want to start a blogging community, and I would like people to start doing the chocolate blogging and start talking about it, researching it. Jenny, any final thoughts before we wind the call up? Because, you know, not the wind the call up, wind up the live call. Are there any other things that you want to add to blogging that people can really sit there and, you know, as I say, chew cud over?
Yeah, I'd say go out there and read some blogs and find the ones that you like. And you could search for them, for instance, by Googling for chocolates and blogs, because there's lots of chocolate blogs out there, and see what you like, see how it's done, get a feel for it. I know there's other chef site people out there who are blogging too.
So really tonight, everyone, as a little thing, instead of watching the TV tonight, just type Shosai blog or Shosai chocolate, look for blogs, and get ideas. Because I'll tell you something right now, there's a reason why they spend their time and energy learning to put that there. You will find people that will find you. And the way I look at it is, if I could find one Jim Thompson, Damon, Jenny, whoever in my business came of a blog and says, you know, your blog was humorous because you've been infected by the fire starter, or your blog was extremely boring because you've got a problem with the words like poo, whatever it was, you put your blog out there, you can get people. So, Jenny, I appreciate you coming online. It's always difficult, Jenny, you know, to try and talk to people about technical subjects, because although I do websites, I don't understand it, but I appreciate coming online, and I'd like you to come online, and in fact, we need to develop two blogs if we can. We want to develop submissivedrongo.com, which I'm going to see if I can find it, submissivedrongo.com. I'm going to look for it tonight and get it, and I'll do it because I'm mad. And the second one I'd like to do is maybe a blog for Shasai, I don't know, shasaihelp.something, or, you know, what? Give me some advice on it. So it could be a blog on blogging for people in Shasai, showing them how to generate leads and what to do, and hopefully they'll subscribe to you. Is that okay?
We can do that, Malcolm. Yes.
Thank you very much for that, Jenny. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, those of you thank you very much for that, Jenny. I appreciate it. And it's always very, very, you know, difficult for me to try and bring that subject in. But I want to leave you all these thoughts, because we're going to finish the call up very short. I'm going to open up. Let me just tell you what I did the other day. You know, you've seen wealthwithchocolate.com/splash1 and wealthwithchocolate.com/splash2. I can't even speak properly at the moment. I'm tired. I want to put about 15 splash pages up. Because I know, I'm going to share with you, because I'm not going to give you all that information today, I put a two-line advertisement on one of the freebie sites that I have found over the last 5 years that works. Two lines. Probably if you squeezed it up, you know, like you do with your text boxes, you could make it four lines. I've had 6 leads already. I've had one from America who's moving to Doncaster, who has now been on my website, who's very excited and wants to know more. And I've got 5 others, possibly 3 drongos, I don't know. I haven't even started. Let me quickly now reiterate, because the time is getting on, about online marketing. There are hundreds of ways to online market. Big red letters. Now let's move the pace on with this call, because we've got to wind up and open up. Never, ever, ever, never, ever, never, ever, never, ever, ever, never buy email leads online. Don't do it. Unless they've been vetted, they've been tried, and they come from a good source. 2 reasons. If you use my system and the websites and the training package I give you all, and you email out to the stupid list that you guys have bought because you're foolish enough to buy them, and GoDaddy closes me down, I will sue you. And so will GoDaddy, and so will everybody else. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Don't buy that BS. It does not work. Kate and I, at one point, used to get 100 leads per day email marketing 5 years ago. We do know what we're talking about. Right now, it doesn't work. Quick checklist now. Let's get you up. And by the way, if you want to stand up right now because your bottom's getting wet, stand up. I'll give you a second. If you want to go to the loo, go and do that and come back. And those of you offended by a word like loo, you really need help. Now, quick bullet point on online advertising. I don't have the airspace anymore. Paul and Kathy are going to do a fantastic call on Tuesday. I'm really looking forward to that. Quick checklist if you want to know. Don't buy email marketing leads and decide to email out because it's stupid. Never, ever, never, never, ever, ever, never, ever, never, never do it. $9,000. One of my friends lost. We lost $14,000 a few years ago on it. Don't do it. There are some good lists, and not because I want to make a penny on it. I don't really care, because you can find someone else. If you can introduce me or the group that we're building to a good lead source that's got good leads, that got ISP details, et cetera, you know what we need, so we can verify, we get no spam complaints. Interesting. So put a big cross through that one. There are many out there, either myself, others will find it. If you've got them, find it. Pool the resources, we'll use those. So that's the number no. You can actually get a lot of leads from places like Facebook. There's one girl that I know of, got 400 leads in another business. 400 leads in 2 days by having a really nice profile on Facebook. And, God, how do I explain this to you? So difficult I'm short on time. Okay, on Facebook, 400 inquiries from around the world by putting together a nice page and pitching her product. There's a guy who I don't talk to anymore right now, hits 40,000 hits on YouTube on advertising campaign per day and charge a lot of money for it. So don't close your eyes to these things. I'm going to share with you at no cost a little tip. I will not give you the real cream right now. I can't and I won't. Look around online for freebie advertising sites. Use splash pages, develop your own, or pay someone to do it. Then you'll understand. Worse, you shouldn't pay more than £100 for a splash page. Not really. Okay? If you can't, then don't use one. But splash pages are good. And you can develop those. The problem is, I believe you need 4, 5, 6, whatever it is. If you can find systems that provide you with them, great. Always use a splash page. Always. Never, ever, without a splash page, just decide to put an advert and send it to your website. Because let me tell you this. If the website made all the sales, why am I on this call telling you to do something else? I'd rather be in the Bahamas, put a website up there where I'm talking to everybody else, and I'll get $1 billion coming in. Like I said in my pitch over here, which made me laugh writing it. Maybe you don't find it funny. I do. If these stupid get-rich-quick schemes really worked, the prime ministers of many a third-world country would join them to feed their starving people. Get real and look for real businesses. The same thing with the way, you know, you put these things together. So I'm going to give you one. I'm not going to give you the main ones. I'll give you one. Gumtree. Write that down. Gumtree. Go and look for it. I'm not going to tell you how to do it because you need to go fishing. Spend a bit of time. We have built a gigantic business in the past on that one. There's better ones, but there's Gumtree to start with. There are loads. Exchange your Ma, Loot, so many. What have you got to lose? Get a little splash page, put the advert out there, and for those of you building large teams that understand exactly what leverage is, make sure when you have got 100, 1,000 people who every single day, not just in England, for God's sake, not just in England, because you're silly if you do that, in America, in Canada, in Sweden, in South Africa, in Japan, in Australia, in Norway, which we will open up. I want to open Norway. If you know anyone there, let's go and open it. Denmark. If everyone starts putting these out, in your lifetime, if you had a team of 10,000 people and they put one ad out every day, with the growth of the internet, we will never saturate the advertising campaigns. Now, I can't tell you any more on that. Now, I'm tired, and some of you might be lost about what we're talking about. I'll just finish my call on this. There is no perfect system. You have got to get the snippets of information. Paula, Kathy, and all the other trainers that will come here and help you, take those. But the bottom line, I'll leave you with this before I open the call out. It's up to you. When you sit there and you moan and you bitch and you're not happy about stuff, you shouldn't say the word bitch, Malcolm, because it'll upset you. It's female dog, by the way, so don't get too offended, because if you do, that's unfortunate. It's actually in the English dictionary. Don't get upset about those things. Don't start moaning about it. Action and hard work really helps. I would rather sit there, like I did, I put that stupid ad out. It's a silly ad, but you've probably seen from my writing and stuff, I am mad. I put the most ridiculous ads out. Like, I don't want you anyway. I just put this out because I'm bored. I'm looking for someone serious. If not, why don't you go and beep, beep? You know, that's what I do on my ads. And you know what? I get loads of responses. Because someone normally says, and second offer, and I'm going to give you $10,000 worth. And not only that, it's not, and you've got 65 seconds before you buy. I don't believe that kind of stuff. I think a sincere little message that says, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm looking for so-and-so people in these countries. If you're serious, blah, blah. Look at this, fill in the form. If they don't fill in the form, that's great. Gumtree, try it. Normally, I don't even give that one out. We've had phenomenal response on that. There's another two. One of them is the top one, which I will not share with you until you come into the training programs that we're putting together. Because that one, which is a huge list worldwide, was getting on average, most of my distributors in my last program, 40 leads per day. Now, I'm not trying to say to you, well, give it to me, Malcolm, and all the rest. No such thing as something for nothing. Learn that lesson first. I've got to pay £15,000 to one guy who's going to develop my site to do what I want it to do. This is not for you. I want it. I want my site to go in there so someone who's never, ever sold, promoted anything can drive someone through it, and there is this fantastic technology that produces all the results, and the guy thinks, my God, the people running this are serious. So that my housewife, my pensioner, my person who's just lost his job, who's only got a little disposable income of around £1,000, which he will need, make note, the little words, he will need over a six-month period to build his business. I don't want him to lose that because I couldn't sleep at night. I'm going to open the call out. There's a lot of material I've covered. I could never do anything I can. I have tried to serve you the best that I can. I am not brilliant. I am not perfect. I am mad. Because I'm going to finish with this, okay? If the guy that wakes up at 6:30 in the morning listens to the alarm clock, note the word alarm clock, you know, he's alarmed before he gets up, goes out, scratches parts he's not supposed to scratch, goes out, looks at his ugly face in the mirror, which he can't see too well, pulls his wife front up, brushes his teeth with Signal because they're told him that three stripes were better than one because he's heard so much advertising poo-poo. Then he gets downstairs and watches the news. And watches the news. I actually do follow the news a little bit because I'm worried about swine flu and stuff like that. But I sit back with a huge gas mark. When you watch the news, you just go... because that's what it's all about. And I hate hearing about the kids getting killed, spilling blood and the rest. He does that. Then he goes to work. J-O-B, jackass off boss, gets on the tube, doesn't smile at anybody. Have you noticed these days in England especially, that's the problem we've got? When you look at someone and you smile, they look away. What are you going to try and do, bed you? You know, what's your problem? You're ugly. I'm not that good looking, but my God, you're a dog. But I smile because I want to make them happy. You know who smiles the most? Kids and pensioners. Maybe we should bring all the pensioners in here. And I work with those people. I have a good attitude towards things. I try and smile. On the train, you go on the train, no one talks to anybody. All we can hear is someone's farted somewhere or something like that. You shouldn't say that, Mark, but I will do. It's true, isn't it? And then, but you know what? I have sat in trains and started conversations. Because I have no fear of it. The worst thing that will happen is I'll meet a complete drongo and I think, I'm so sorry I said that. You know, maybe you should carry on reading your paper. But I'll just turn around. I'll make a conversation with someone. I smile at people. It doesn't hurt. Blind kids smile, you know. I've worked with a lot of them. Isn't it funny how my story works? I work with so many blind kids, I'm blind myself. They smile. They laugh. You should try it. Try that on the telephone. Because when you smile, they will hear the music. But if you don't smile and your bottom's twitching, then they won't. Malcolm said bottom. And he said so many bad words on this call. Bad Malcolm. There you go. I'll open the call out with the following pool of thoughts. I can't give all this information to you. I enjoy playing the game of drongos and dudes. I hope I've tried to serve you the best that I can. I am not brilliant, I'm not perfect, but I'm going to prove, not to you, to myself, the system that took me over 20 years to develop works. Because common sense tells me, I am tired, common sense tells me, there are more people right now who are dissatisfied looking at a business like this, which is proven, earning people $40,000 to $50,000 per week. And if you can stick at it, if you can believe it, if you have a path that you can follow, and there'll be lots of people giving you lots of different paths, pick the one that suits you. To the person that's confused, that's all I've ever tried to say. Pick the one that suits you. But I will tell you this, you will enjoy more talking to people that contacted you than you getting in your best suit and trying to go to your neighbor or your so-called friend and trying to sell them a story. Unless in your lifetime, you built up a little bit of integrity. Because if you didn't, they will ignore you. I'll open the call out now. We're over time. I am very, very tired. I've got to finish my website off. So I've started developing a new skin on the site. Not a pitch for my website, but I do have a right to talk about it. Completely